Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on the show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Coach. How's it going, Coach?
You know.
Today is episode 97.
Ooh.
We are three away from 100 and in the middle of working on a special 100th episode. We have the, I got the rap script.
Can we call that special?
It's going to be special for sure.
I think it will be fun to do that as a 100, as part of the 100th episode, re-recorded here. Micah can take that raw audio and remix the theme that he did for us. And
I'm afraid of what he's going to do with it.
It'll be fun.
And excited.
You should be very afraid.
I'm conflicted.
So, Micah, thank you very much for that. We are looking forward to it. I can't wait for Ziggy to do his part. speaking of which, he's not here. He couldn't get out of bed today. Apparently, he had a busy weekend.
It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. What do we have for this week? We have California has a new plan to tax your mileage. They're going to start testing that unless everybody revolts, which may or may not happen. Scientists have determined the age when smoking, drinking, and the lack of exercise starts to affect you. You'll be amazed at what the number is. We got a Chris Pratt speech from over the weekend. Scott, you brought this in, and it's a good one.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. The Harvard Youth poll came out. The kids are not all right. They're a little concerned with where the world's going. And Americans panic when their phone batteries hit what percentage? Can you guess?
70.
No. 38.
Oh, I was going to say 40.
Okay. Well, you were close.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happened to us on the way here, the day of, or in the days prior. Does anybody have a good one?
Well, I'm always frustrated when I drive at the inefficiency of my neighbors because I'm trying to get somewhere.
You're always trying to get
But I think I found a solution.
Uh-oh.
And actually, it ties into the Chris Pratt thing.
Okay.
So someone sent me this YouTube of Chris Pratt's acceptance speech.
For?
The Generations Award or something like that. It's all the young people vote on it.
Yeah, some
only
award.
Only young people can vote.
I'll get the details.
There's a bunch of those, but yeah, okay.
People send me stuff all the time. Oh, you got to read this. You got to watch this. You got to listen to this.
And you don't. But it's
most of the time I skip it because I've got too much to do already without people giving me more jobs. But I thought, well, I'll listen to this one. So I got in my car to come over here, and I popped this thing up, and I started listening. And I got engrossed in the audio of what he was saying and mm-hmm. kind of going along with it. And the next thing you know, I ended up here. I have no idea what happened. Well, I missed all the crazies on the way because I found a way to distract myself from the inefficiency of everyone else's driving.
I cannot wait to hear
How
this.
About that?
I'm going to mention it to my counselor and say, what just happened?
Wow.
So we'll see. I don't know. It was kind of fun. But half of it was because he was hilarious on some of the stuff he shared. We'll get to that. When we get to
well, you haven't told us yet. What is it?
We'll get to it.
That's one of the stories. The crazy on the way for me is I didn't go crazy on the way because I got distracted by. So I'm wondering if listening to podcasts or music or something like that while you're doing something that's frustrating can distract you from the frustration and then just make it a calmer, smoother experience.
Okay.
Yeah, can't hurt. So we'll play that in a minute. Coach, do you have anything?
I mean, it's not a crazy on the way, but we went to a men's retreat this weekend, mm-hmm. and it was glorious. It was, you know, we got rained on, I think, every day, every single day.
Yeah, at least a sprinkle.
It was more than a sprinkle a couple of times, but it was glorious. You know, it was cool. We were in the Redwoods in Santa Cruz County, and just really, really good weekend with a bunch of really good guys.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, while you were doing that, my wife changed the locks on me on Saturday.
Good for her. I knew I liked her.
No, I left to go do some things. When I came back, my key would not fit, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And we had been having trouble with the other lock. It had been not locking. And so my wife, being as industrious as she is, decided she was going to change it. And so I'm trying to get the key in, going, what the heck is this? And then she opens the door, says, here, your key doesn't work. Here's the new one. So she hands it to me. Before I can say anything more, she shuts the door in my face and locks the door. And I'm like, okay.
She wanted to make sure you knew how to use it.
Yeah, so I unlocked the door, and I'm like, well, why did you decide to do this? And she goes, because the other lock wasn't working, and I'm afraid for my safety. And it's like, okay. It's like...
Or?
And I'm like, honey, I have guns all over the house. We're perfectly safe here.
Or take the hint.
No. But yeah, she saw a project, and she did it, which is what she does, and... But it was a fun couple of moments.
I think all of our wives had projects this weekend.
But were they?
That caught us off guard. That might be our crazy on the way.
What did your wife do?
She moved a whole bunch of my stuff and reorganized it.
And that's usually what it is. Yeah.
It's super organized. It's neat and clean and wonderful. And I have no idea where anything is.
You can't find anything.
I can't find a thing.
She put stuff where you don't need it.
So it's not that organized.
It
is for her.
I'm texting her this morning. Where's my wallet and my keys?
Where they belong.
Yeah.
In the new spot.
And I never would have found them.
Yeah.
Never would have found them.
You always, you have that thing with your kids, the 12-second rule. If you can't find something and I can find it in less than 12 seconds, then you do.
Yeah, then I give you a chore.
Yeah.
There's a penalty.
So was it a case of like this with her or?
Oh, no. I searched for it for 15, 20 minutes and couldn't find it. And then I realized she must have jammed it underneath something or hid it in a box or who knows. It's true. She put it in a basket and then put it onto a shelf. And how was I to know to look in that basket?
Wives are so annoying.
Well,
they just are.
So we went on this men's retreat. Now, in that light, so my wife decided she was going to repaint my room, remodel my room, and took everything off the walls and this and that. And it was, by the way, it was her birthday. Happy birthday, dear. She had my youngest daughter and two of her friends over, but it was her birthday, so they partied all weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
And got a little bit tired, so when I got home from my staying in a teepee, literal teepee, and in the rain and out all, and I got home and my room is just a disaster area.
I'm sure it made you, after all that driving and all that sleeping in a tent, to come home to that, I'm sure made you really happy.
Yeah.
Did a small part of you want to just go back to your one-man teepee?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she paint?
She did.
Okay, so it did get painted.
Somewhat.
Okay, what's the...
Lots of holidays.
What's the dominant color?
Well, you know, that was the other thing that was actually a really high point of it. She didn't really change it. She just repainted it. A little bit of color difference, but pretty much the same.
What's the color?
So it's got I've got a dark ceiling, white trim, and kind of a suede colored walls.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, suede is a texture, right?
It's also a color.
Blue?
No. Suede.
Remember, Elvis had the song Blue Suede Shoes?
Yeah. But
okay, so suede's a texture, not a color. What's your color?
It's kind of a tan.
Tan?
Yes. Uncolored suede is kind of a color.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
And what's the dark color on the roof?
Chocolate brown, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you covered all the poop colors.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Well, no, there's not baby green, baby shit green, but, you know, but no. most of the poop colors.
Just your poop colors.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, speaking of poop, do we want to talk about Chris Pratt now? Actually, yes, let's talk about it now because it's very positive, and I think we should start with something positive.
What?
Especially after last week's show.
That's not you saying that.
Yeah. No, we I need to dial it back from last week is what I need to do.
Don't be scared.
So,
just a beard.
It looks like This Chris Pratt accepts the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Award Generation Award and shares 9 important tips for his fans to remember. I didn't notice that this was several years old now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, from 2018. No wonder he looks so thin. All right, so it's
Oh, well, that's funny because I just got it. So.
I know, yeah, and I hadn't seen it either. So let's. I'm going to fast forward right to his speech.
And the 9 points are fairly quick.
Yeah.
So.
All right, here.
Hang with it.
Here we go.
Can you hear me? I don't want to lean down. I want to thank Bryce and Aubrey. I love you both so much. Thank you, MTV, for this honor. Real quick, thanks to my mom and my dad and my brother, Cully, my sister, Angie. I love you. I love our family. We didn't have a pot to piss in growing up, but we laughed our butts off every day, and we still do. And a special mention to my son, Jack, who will watch this one day. Kid, I love you. I love you more than anything in the world. And to the fans, I wouldn't be here without you. Thank you. This being the Generation Award, I'm gonna cut to the chase, and I'm gonna speak to you, the next generation, okay? I accept the responsibility as your elder, so listen up. This is what I call 9 rules from Chris Pratt, Generation Award winner. Number one, breathe. If you don't, you'll suffocate. Number two, you have a soul. Be careful with it. Number three, don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector, and if you're smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. That makes you a bully. Be bigger than that. Number four, when giving a dog medicine, put the medicine in a little piece of hamburger. They won't even know they're eating medicine. Number five, doesn't matter what it is, earn it. A good deed, reach out to someone in pain, be of service. It feels good, and it's good for your soul. Number six, God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. Number seven, if you have to poop at a party, but you're embarrassed because you're going to stink up the bathroom, just do what I do. Lock the door. Sit down. Get all the pee out first, okay? And then once all the pee's done, poop, flush. Boom. You minimize the amount of time that the poop is touching the air, because if you poop first, it takes you longer to pee, and then you're peeing on top of it, stirring it up. The poop particles create a cloud, goes out, and then everyone in the party will know that you pooped. Just trust me, it's science. Number eight, learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, number nine, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be, but there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted. God bless you. Please get home safely. Thank you.
Well, not terrible.
I thought it was glorious.
Yeah.
I love the mix of comedy and content.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to try the bathroom trick, though.
Well, you know, I finally believe in science.
I wonder if Fauci, some of us have no shame. It doesn't matter.
I wonder if Fauci adheres to that.
Yeah.
He represents science.
I guess, yeah. Well, I really don't have anything to
that's what he says, anyway.
I don't have anything to add to that or say about it. I think that was a good speech. I wish I had heard of it at the time. I had not.
Yeah,
I've actually heard. I've heard that before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I liked it.
Well, so that was positive. Let's move on to something negative. Actually, when we come back, we'll talk about the road usage tax that the California state legislature wants to inflict on the population.
Up with another fee.
Yes, we need money. We need more money to fix the roads. We need another tax to fix our roads.
Well, it's a control tactic too, because now they're going to be monitoring everyone.
Yes, and more on that when we come back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Coach has a couple of concerns, Scott, that he would like to burn up with you related to the Chris Pratt thing we just listened to.
What's new?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you being a bully?
No, I'm adding number 10 to the list.
Are you being bully?
The nine things. Number 10 is have less concerns.
Why?
Because you have too many.
Says who?
Sesame.
Yeah. You didn't make the, you said you were going to tie in with Chris Pratt about why you were at peace driving, and you didn't.
Oh, because I didn't make
the connection.
I was infatuated with listening to the comedy mixed with some actual good life hacks that made sense and are good for your soul.
So listen to stuff on the radio is your solution.
Listen to stuff on the radio of that's actually gets your attention that has good content.
Okay, yeah, you didn't make that connection. I just wanted you were waiting for the Chris Pratt thing. And
well, so I could spend more time on the Chris Pratt thing if you want.
No, you just didn't make the connection. So
if you could add something to the list of nine, what would you add? Because I got one.
I'm sure there's a bunch.
I think it might be my post game report today.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah,
you're going to tie it. Well, but you'll forget to tie it in, and then I'll have to ask you again, and then you'll cap on me because I have too many concerns. I can't win.
Hey, you figured it out.
Yeah.
You can't win.
So what you're just telling me is just shut up.
So you're a loser because you can't win?
I guess.
Would you add anything to the nine?
No, actually, I wouldn't.
It could be funny. Yeah. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
You don't make lists?
No, it's not that I don't make lists. It's just I don't have anything to add to it. I think he's right on, and I will try to adopt some of them. Well,
you don't have any poop packs?
Poop packs?
Poop hacks?
Hacks? No.
Like,
well, yeah,
chips
I do.
On...
No, I do. Bidet. Use a bidet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the key.
Well, let's talk about a mileage tax that California wants to impose. Mostly it's because a lot of people are buying EVs now, so they're not paying the gasoline tax, because as you well know, Coach, you don't have to buy gasoline.
It's true.
And
however, I just had to pay my flipping true-up. You know what true-up
no.
is, right?
What, no.
You don't know what true-up
no.
is.
No, what is that?
So if you have, it used to be when you had solar, anything that you generated above and beyond your usage, PG&E had to buy back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they didn't have to buy it back at the rate they sell it to you, but they had to buy it back for a reduced rate. That went away. So I've got solar all over my roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it did add a pool, so lots of usage. But they have this true-up thing. Don't really understand it as well as I should, but hell, my true up bill, including my PG&E bill, this in April was $3,000. No, I'm sorry, it was $3,900.
So wait. So this is because you have solar, you have to pay more, or
well, it puts some away. It's a thing, dude.
Sounds like a racket to me.
It is a racket.
Well, according to the bill here, the people of the state of California do enact as follows. State funding for transportation comes mainly from six different fuel taxes and vehicle fees dedicated to specific purposes. These sources generated about $14 billion in the 23-24 year. The gasoline tax, by far the largest. Our gas tax is 57.9 cents per gallon. Generated about $7.8 billion in the 23-24 fiscal year. So this money is used to build and maintain highways, public transit, and other transportation infrastructure, which is a problem in a state aggressively pushing a transition to EVs. So basically now they want to charge us per mile.
That's interesting, because I remember doing a show.
How are they going to track that?
Oh, they'll put some gizmo in your car.
They're certainly not going to rely.
They're not going to rely on the honor system for sure. They're not going to do that. They will install something or have something installed, and it will track your mileage. And
it seems to me we did a show way back where we had an article that said the tax on a gallon in California was $1.22. I've been quoting that for months.
Hmm.
And now you're saying it's 57.8?
I don't remember. It does say here six different fuel taxes, so this could be...
Maybe that's
okay,
just
no,
the largest
know, no,
one?
No, 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 the gasoline excise tax. So if that's a specific tax by itself, that one is 57.9 cents, and the other ones, the other five, might be one of those...
Get us up to 1.22.
Yeah, or... Yeah.
Okay.
Or it could be that a specific tax is, one point.
I mean, I just don't want to cheat the state out of its money, Brian.
I understand. So, Californians have purchased more than 1 million electric cars in the last 4 years. Those numbers will continue to increase as a result of the state's mandate. So revenues are going to decline as much as $2 million annually by 2030 and up, and yada, yada, yada. So the state needs more money. So on top of the gas tax that those of us who still drive combustion cars are going to pay, we will now also pay the mileage tax. The EV guys aren't going to get hit as hard. But yeah, there we go. Now, this, of course, is not set in stone yet. It can be fought and, you know, shouted down. They did a pilot program in San Diego, and this is the actual text of the bill, so it does not show what happened there. But
wow!
So yeah, so more fun from California here.
If I ride my bike, are they going to tax me for that too?
I don't know. This is
you're using the road.
This is California Assembly Bill 1421, by the way.
Soon there'll be a walking tax too.
Well, if my bike is electric, is there even a higher fee?
Yeah. And then they'll give you a true-up bill at the end.
What about an air tax? You know, in Las Vegas, they figured out a way to charge you for air. So, you know, they have the oxygen bars in the hotels. You can go and pay some money, put a mask on, and breathe for a little bit.
That's voluntary, though. You know, if I sign up for something, I sign up for something. But for you to just take things from me.
Yeah.
Look at this. Denny's just sent me a text.
Who?
Denny's.
I didn't know they were even still in business.
Yeah.
Denny's, happy birthday. Breakfast is on us. Come get a free everyday value slam.
Oh, right on. That's right. Speaking of which, by the time this airs, it will be your birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I do hope you have a good time, whatever you decide to do.
Yeah, and I'll be working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? How old are you going to be again?
64.
There you go.
Well, then this next story is a good one then. Scientists pinpoint the exact age when smoking, booze, and little exercise triggers serious health problems. Anybody want to take a guess as to what the age is?
I'm going with 64.
No. How about 18?
No, 36.
36?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. That's great news for us.
I mean, is this assuming
none of us will be 36 ever again? So okay. We don't have to worry about it.
But I mean, is this considering somebody didn't exercise or do anything good?
This is like
and drinking and doing nothing until you're 36.
Yeah, but at that point, it's going to start to affect you negatively.
How many people go 36 years without doing any of that stuff?
I don't know. I mean,
how many do you think?
Quite a few based on just based on the people I used to hang out with.
Okay. I have a different group, I guess.
Ditching unhealthy vices early in life was found to boost the odds of having a happy and healthy old age, but will you enjoy it? For the study, scientists tracked the health of hundreds of children born in 59 until they were 61. They found those who consistently smoked, boozed, and lounged around in their younger years ended up sicker and more depressed. Crucially, their health started to decline at the age of 36.
Wow.
Our findings highlight the importance of tackling risky health behaviors as early as possible to prevent damage from building up over the years, said one of the doctors involved, who's from Finland and has a name I cannot pronounce, but bless your heart, young lady. So, what do we think about quitting vices?
Well, one of them is just exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a vice.
So you can smoke and drink, but as long as you exercise,
you're okay. That's the positive, and the vices are the negative, right?
Yeah. There's always two sides to a study, and usually the other side is left out. So people over 36 that exercise, how many of them hurt themselves from their exercise?
I've had a couple of injuries.
I can attest to that.
Myriads and myriad. Emergency rooms are full of people who went out to do exercise and that they might not be able to do anymore. And the next thing you know, they can't breathe or they twist an ankle, or they break their knee, whatever.
It's like, I'm not going to give up the things I enjoy just so I can live long and end up miserable. I mean, you gotta give somewhere. We're up on a break. Back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. Let's talk about Americans panicking when their cell phone battery reaches a certain point. Most of us have felt that moment of unease when we glance at our phone and notice the battery life dwindling. A fresh survey has pinpointed exactly when this worry kicks in for Americans, and it's much earlier than you'd expect. Research from Talker Research says Americans typically start to worry about their phone's battery when it hits 38%. Researchers call that the panic percentage. This threshold arrives long before most phones display any warning signs, with iPhone batteries only turning red when they drop below 20. This study involved 2,000 Americans.
Okay. I have a really interesting take on this.
Go for it. I'm gonna laugh here for a minute because this is ridiculous. But go ahead.
Why?
Of all the things to panic about, I mean, this is just dumb.
The way people, you know, we talk about TikTokers, and that's, by the way, for those that don't know me and us, you know, it's like when I have very high probably too high, by the way, but when we're together as humans, that you should pay attention to the people around you and not put your nose in your stupid phone.
That's right.
So people are, and you know, and I talk about it all the time, even with you guys. It's like, and it's, if you've got your nose in your phone, I call you. I say, hey, TikTok, what you doing?
That's right.
Right? So that's the thing.
So, but go ahead. Give your feedback on this.
The fact that it's a thing, yeah, people freak out because they don't know what to do. So this weekend at our men's retreat, there was about 18 people there, including the staff and everybody, the cooks that were there, and the guy that was leading it, and this and that. And so the guy lives there, so he has a house. He also has a tiny house called The Shed. It's part of his ministry, and people in trauma, he lets stay there for free, and he ministers to them, and it's a really nice little tiny house. Those all have power to them, right? So we get there this weekend, and there is no service. None. Mm-hmm. For almost anybody. I think there was one or two people that had, like, really, really minor service, right?
They get, like, one bar every other hour or something.
Yeah, maybe.
For a couple minutes, and it would go away.
Yeah, and then there was an icon that I've never seen on my phone that's a satellite. It shows a little, kind of looks like a satellite. Mm-hmm. And where you actually have to move your phone and you could try and find a signal. It didn't work at all.
Oh, wow.
So everybody all weekend long doesn't have literally any service. I found it really glorious because I'm not getting text. I'm not getting my Ring camera notice that somebody's at my front door. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting emails. I'm not getting nothing.
It sounds very nice.
It was really cool for me. But I have a Cybertruck. Mm-hmm. We're staying in teepees. There's no power. So people all weekend, hey, can I charge my phone in your Cybertruck? So I was going back and forth to my truck, letting people use the truck to charge their phones.
That they couldn't use.
Yeah. All weekend. Hey, can I charge this up? And I was going back and forth, letting people put their phones in the little charger in the,
yeah,
the two chargers in the Cybertruck. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I was charging mine was for music at night.
Yeah. Wow.
But
yeah, so I think the average percentage where people start to panic changes if they know there's no place to charge their phone. Mm-hmm. I think panic starts at 100%. I got 100%. I got to protect it because, yeah, well, who knows when I'll be able to charge it again. And
but again, nobody was getting anything.
Yeah. Yeah, the story here continues with Gen Z respondents reported the earliest onset of charging and anxiety, beginning to worry when their batteries hit 44%. Millennials around 43%. Gen X around 38%. Boomers emerged as the most composed when facing a diminishing phone battery.
Oh, look at that.
On average, they wait until their phones reach 34% before they start looking for a charging solution.
It's a 4%
delta there. Yeah. The generational gap hinting at differing relationships with technology and connectivity across age groups, yada, yada, yada.
And I was also amazed by the fact that people that have this anxiety, no one brought a battery pack, whatever they call us, you know.
Extra battery.
Well, you know. The
alternate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought two.
Yeah, so did I.
But I didn't use them.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm in that situation, it's like I'm just turning the phone off and leaving it in the car. Yeah, that sounds like a terrific.
It was really way to, it was the whole. I think one of the themes of our of this men's retreat was rest. And I don't see people doing that when they have the supercomputer in their mm-hmm. hand. They just don't. And so for me that part of it was, and again, this is something you can lament over. It's just it's not there.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty short period of time. Everybody went, oh, yeah.
What's your percentage? Like, when do you start panicking on percentage wise, Brian?
I don't. I just see, oh, it's low. I should plug it in.
Yeah, well, it's low.
Oh, I don't know, 15%.
Okay, so that's your number. What about you?
I just don't.
But it's not panic. It's like, oh, I need to plug this in. The only time I get nervous without my phone is when I'm on the road, you know, driving somewhere, if I forget it at the house, because there's no way to call. I mean, we don't have pay phones anymore. The freeway call boxers are gone. If you have trouble with the car, how am I going to reach anybody if I don't have my phone?
Well, so that's if you had a Tesla, that wouldn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So that's the only time I don't panic per se, but it's like, oops, I forgot my phone. I hope nothing happens because I have no way to address the issue if it does. So that's the only time.
Yeah, I guess more than panic. You know, what percentage does the battery get your attention? For me, it's right about 20. Mm-hmm. If I get into the teens, if I see 19 or lower, I think, well, when's my next charging opportunity? Mm-hmm. I think more often for me, it's where am I going to be able to charge when this gets low enough? Because I love to drain my battery down way down low.
It's not good for it.
Well, so I get down to like 5% and I get those little warnings, you know, 20%, 10%, 5%. It's like, okay, I hit 5 and then I'm like, all right, where do I plug it in? But if I know I'm going somewhere where I'm not going to be able to charge or something like that, I'll charge my phone at 76%. I'll just plug it in because I know I'm about to be in an event and I'm going to need battery and who knows how long. So
I still go back to, we didn't have this for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I survived.
Yeah,
I did.
Okay, so
I don't know how we survived, but we managed.
I'm still here.
That's right. Yeah, that's...
When do you put your phone down? When do you just like put it, turn it off, set it down, leave it? Do you ever?
As much as
after work. I mean, I need to have it handy for work in case, you know, when I'm working at home and my boss is at the office or whatever. I mean, if we need to communicate, I need to have it handy. After work, I'll leave it somewhere in the house, and my wife will usually find it and keep it on her until I come to her and say, hey, do you know where my phone is? And then she'll pull it out of her back pocket and says, yeah, you left it in the bathroom or you left it here or there or whatever it was.
No, I put it in a basket on a shelf there. You can never find it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know about the basket now, though.
Right, but now that I found the basket and she knows that I know about the basket, she'll find a different place.
Yeah, she'll move it. Yeah, yeah. But that's, you know.
Because that would just make sense.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's draining us as humans is having to be accessible at all times to all people.
Well, that's, I know for you, it's awful.
And I started realizing, no, people don't get to have access to me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm home, there's a lot of times, when I get home, I'll set my phone face down somewhere and just leave it. And usually it's on silent.
I was going to say, I turned off the vibration thing because I don't want the distraction.
Oh yeah.
And if I'm working, like let's say I'm working a problem for work on my computer or something, I'll turn it off.
Oh yeah. So I went to a wedding and I'm going into the wedding and I'm like, okay, I never want to be the guy whose phone goes off during a wedding. So I put it on airplane mode and then I realized, well, it can connect to Bluetooth stuff and Wi-Fi stuff even when it's on airplane mode. So I turned off airplane, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth. My phone is not connecting to anything. And I set it down. It was glorious.
Yeah, no, it's...
Went through the whole wedding, the whole reception. I went to my car and I left, and for several hours I forgot that it was still on airplane mode and no Wi-Fi and no Bluetooth. And every once in a while I check my phone and it's like, oh, no messages. No,
that's glorious.
This is wonderful. Yeah. Set it back down. It wasn't until later that night I was telling Julie, oh, shoot, we got to cut that.
But, I mean, you think about it.
I was telling my wife, hey, sorry if I didn't respond because I had it on airplane mode and such. She's like, oh, that's why. I said, well, what'd you send me?
You son of a...
Never mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I swear.
But, I mean, you think about it. When we had, you know, when the phone was on the wall and you had a 10-foot cord... And especially kids, I remember my dad used to, oh, God, he'd get pissed off because you walk around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk around, all of a sudden that cord starts kinking up and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
And then a 10-foot cord is just a ball, right? I used to piss him off.
I had a boss that I worked for for the longest time, like 5 years. And every time I would go into his office, I would see the cord on his desk all
like a little ball. Yeah.
Like a...
It could be 10 foot long, but it's a 4-inch ball all kinked up.
It used to drive me nuts. And so I would unclick it from...
And then twist and the phone.
I would unclick it from the handset and unclick it from the base. And
straighten it
and
up.
And I would straighten this whole thing out. And I actually think he would get frustrated because then there's too much cord to deal with. Well, get yourself a shorter cord.
But I mean, but hold on. But the point is... We had a phone that was on the wall or on a desk. You called your buddy. And, hell, for the first part, there wasn't even, like, phone machines. You didn't even leave a message.
Oh, yeah.
And if somebody picked up the phone, you say, hey, have Scott call me. Okay. And half the time, they'd forget and whatever. But, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It raised the responsibility level for everybody, right? And now, and this is what I love, is back then.
Hey, I called you 5 minutes ago.
You don't cancel or no-show back then because there's no way to let them know. You said, hey, we're meeting at 5 o'clock at the restaurant. Just because you don't feel well or something changes, you get a better offer, you got to show up at 5 o'clock at the restaurant because they're sitting there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Now people text you 3 minutes before 5.
Sorry. Like,
hey, I'm not going to make it. Hope you understand.
Yeah. What was that one this morning? Oh, yeah, I didn't wake up.
No, I think, oh, here's the new policy. Here's the new policy.
Or those texts the morning of that I can't do the podcast because.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, the Ziggy, wife I hope says, you're sleeping really good.
No, I'm not talking about Ziggy. You know?
Let's do this.
Oh, you're talking about present company. I see. There you go.
Personal.
You know, by the way, that's a thing.
Yeah. I have to check the phone in the morning to make sure he hasn't canceled on us.
Wow.
I think here's what we do. Here's what we do.
And
I
give true you the story, man. Yeah. Let's go.
I give you permission to do this, okay? If somebody cancels on you last minute, I say from now on, we tell them, I never got that text. I set my phone down. I had it off. I sat at the restaurant for an hour waiting for you.
I do that.
I had ordered my food. Now what do I do? Yeah, no, we just got to start messing with people.
Hey, your breakfast is sitting here, buddy.
Yeah, you owe me $27, yeah. Man.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Pay up.
You tipped very well, by the way. Yeah. No, I love the battery story. They got a picture of the 20% low battery warning. And then you see that, like, low battery mode. You don't have an Apple product because...
No, I don't.
Because you're...
a geek.
A preppy, whatever, elitist.
You know, I saw a meme the other day. It said it was iPhone owners to Android. It's like the iPhone guy was like, I worry so much about you. And the Android guy was like, I don't think about you at all. So...
Did that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Do you ever do low power mode? I never do low power mode.
Yeah, I don't think
it turns stuff off, and then I can't figure out how to turn it back on.
Yeah.
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 All right, we're going to go into low power mode next section.
Well, we are up on a break here, so we do have the post-game wrap-up, women behaving badly, coach's corner, no Ziggy Rifts today because he's still in bed, and we'll be back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Ziggy today. He's at home in bed with his Taylor Swift coloring book.
Yeah.
We have women behaving badly, the post-game wrap-up in Coach's Corner. I can never get the order right. Am I going first, or do you go first? Or because I know you go last. Yeah, seriously.
You go first.
I go first? Okay. This week's Women Behaving Badly once again takes us to Florida. A 39-year-old woman was arrested at a luxury hotel in Palm Beach after allegedly offering Friends with Benefits services for $3,000. The Palm Beach Police Department said that on April 2, officers learned that this woman, her name is Alina Shimova, she was looking for, quote, Friends with Benefits in exchange for $3,000 at the Brazilian Court Hotel on Palm Beach Island. An undercover officer made contact with her, and it went downhill from there. So Alina Shimova of Palm Beach, Florida, you are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Well, women behaving badly with benefits.
That just seems like a lonely woman.
No, she's an entrepreneur. She's trying to cut a business deal.
She informed the undercover officer that a minimum of 2 hours would be required. And when he proposed 4 hours, she quoted $4,000. Yeah.
That's a little bit of negotiation.
She requested a deposit and asked for assurances that the officer was not law enforcement.
Wow.
Anyway.
So I'm going to step in for Zig here.
Okay.
And do some of his dad jokes.
Okay.
And I'm going to do two because they both kind of tie in with Scott.
Right on. Go for it.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Scott has started making his own pasta from scratch.
Yeah, it's glorious.
Yeah. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta.
That is very Ziggy. That is you nailed it.
And then also for Scott, why was the math book unhappy?
The math book was unhappy because
had too many problems.
Oh, very Ziggy as well.
And Scotty too.
Yeah, too many problems.
Yeah, there
you go. No, I only got solutions, bro.
Yeah,
welcome to my world.
There you go.
Okay.
Post game report today.
Hold on.
Oh, there you go. Now you're really Ziggy. Well, our post game report today brought to you by Scott's Third Tee, which represents the 9 rules of life or life hacks by Chris Pratt when he won that award back in 2018. I want to add a 10th. When you find people that are doing good things, surround yourself with them.
Mm.
There you go. There's your 10th one.
Okay.
Surround yourself with people who are doing good things.
Sounds good. Do we have a coach's corner today or what?
We do, but in looking for Ziggy stuff, I lost it.
He's still stuck in Ziggy land.
I'm stuck in Ziggy land, and it was a really good one. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So while you're looking for that, when my wife changed the locks at the house, we had to go to Walmart to get copies of the new keys made. And while she was doing that, I went looking at the books, and that's where I literally found the Taylor Swift coloring book that Ziggy's in bed with right now. And they are a thing, which just...
That's funny because we made a joke about it as if it didn't exist, but that it actually exists.
Yeah, well, I made the joke because they do exist, yeah. Just, you know, the sad state of this, of our world here where... I mean, I can understand a fan book. You want pictures and some mementos, but a coloring book of just pictures of Taylor on every page that you have to then color in.
Yeah, but you could put a mustache on her and you don't get in trouble.
You could do that, yes. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. So,
did you order it?
No, I did not.
Quit lying.
No, he said he had it. He found it on the...
No, I did not. I found
it. No, he got the 5-finger discount.
No, no, my wife would have had some words for me if I had gone home with that. We're running out of time, Coach. Do you have your quote?
Yeah, no, we're going to have to pass.
Okay.
It was a good one, so I'll find it.
All right.
Yep.
I think his coach's thing was supposed to be, when you're impersonating someone else, always remember who you are.
And who you're not.
There you go.
Okay. Well, that is it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Episode 97 in the can, 2 more to 100, and... we'll do our special wrap on episode 100, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Y'all be good to each other.
Throw your hat in the air, Mary.